Welcome back, everybody. Welcome. If you're just joining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Our grown-up gift list text to win contest starts next week. Got to have the Civic Media app to register to possibly be a winner. You're going to be texting words of the hours during particular time slots. That all kicks off on Monday on an hourly basis, basically, for 4 different hours of the day. You can either win $100 or an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Then we got some grand prizes that we give away at the end. It's basically a gift grab bag. By the way, my family does a gifting grab bag, but we do it in a super cutthroat way. I mean, super cutthroat. So we all bring a gift, got to be under $20, wrap it up, and then you take numbers, right? And if you're number one, that's not good. You want to be the highest number. You want to be the last person to choose, because the trick is, in sequential order, according to the numbers that you pull out, you get to select a gift. You can either pick a gift that's still sort of in the middle in the pile that's wrapped up. You don't know what's in it. Or you can steal a gift from anybody that's already opened a gift. Yes, this gets very, very cutthroat, because every year there's always like someone that overspends the limit and gets something really sick in the grab bag. And everybody basically, it's just a vehicle for a lot of smack talking, a lot of family love, a lot of teasing that can happen when we do our little gift grab bag, white elephant business. Love doing that. Good, good fun. Again, my thanks to Michaela from West Bend that has one of the funniest holiday fail stories. And so hats off to Michaela's grandma, who had a little bit too much to drink and then commanded that everybody say, "Grandma's drunk," when they were taking their Christmas family photo. I love that story. If you're looking for something fun to do over the holidays with your family, the Green Bay Press Gazette wrote up a little piece about the House on the Rock, which is a really weird thing in Wisconsin. It may not be quite as famous as Wisconsin Dells. May not be where everybody goes like Door County, but it is both really strange and kind of fascinating. Makes for a great weekend trip. It is in Spring Green, Wisconsin, which is about an hour's drive west of Madison. It's an architectural attraction, sort of, but it's this sort of trippy house that was imagined by Madison-born guy by the name of Alexander John Jordan. He began putting this together in the 1940s when he built a getaway home by hand on top of Deer Shelter Rock, which is this like massive chunk of stone that comes up about 60 feet over the surrounding landscape. And he started to let people into the house and charge a fee. And by about 1960, it had become its own business, and he made money off of letting people tour his weird, trippy house. And there's model ship displays. There's a huge carousel in the house. There's a Japanese style garden. There's a massive collection of like mechanical music machines. There's a infinity room that just comes out over the cliff. It's weird. I think it's good fun. Cardi, have you ever been to the House on the Rock? I mean, it is strange.
This is my first time actually hearing about that.
Shut up.
I'm dead serious. I've never heard
Cardi,
of that.
Cardi, we gotta
today.
Take a road trip, friend, and check out the House on the Rock.
Let's do it.
It is super weird.
Let's do it.
And if marijuana was legal here in the state of Wisconsin and you were into that kind of thing, it would be indeed literally trippy at the House on the Rock. That, I mean, check it out. If you haven't gone, we should make a little plan if we get some time off over the holidays, Cardi, and just hang out. We can listen to some tunes in the car.
For sure.
Get to know each other. Check it out. It's weird, y'all. I like weird. I'm down for weird.
I'm down for adventure.
Yeah, just don't be boring. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't be boring. The other super cool thing that I wanted to share with you, which I am personally such a huge fan of and enjoy every year, is the Santa Cycle Rampage that happens in Milltown, happens in Milwaukee every holiday season. And that is happening tomorrow, Saturday, December 7th. basically you will have upwards of 1,500, nearly 2,000 people riding around on their bikes in a Santa Claus outfit. It is hilarious. I go every year to check out the scene, to take pictures of the Santa. Sometimes you see a couple of elves thrown in there. It is super fun. You can check out more on the Wisconsin Bike Feds website. It kicks off at the Wisconsin Bike Fed office. That's 187 East Beecher Street. Starts at 9 a.m. You know, everybody, and it's Milwaukee, and you got adults dressing up in silly costumes riding around on bikes in the cold. There might be adult beverages that get consumed. There might be. It's the morning. I realize that, but it's a Saturday. So be safe out there. If you're driving around Milwaukee tomorrow morning, especially around the East Side, Bayview, downtown-ish area, look out for the bicycling Santas who might, maybe, hypothetically, might have had an adult beverage or two before they get on said bicycles. It is $27 for one adult, a pair of adults for $47. You can get a family package for two adults, two kids for $60. Kids tickets are $5. They will allow same day registration, so you can go check that out. You can also sign up at the Cafe Hollander on Downer Avenue. And there is a Milwaukee Elf Cycle Frenzy, which is another 3-mile ride that is specifically just for families and kids and is led by safety instructors that will be looping around Bayview, ending up at the Grand Central Cafe and Tappery. And that will begin immediately after the maybe slightly had a couple of adult beverages Santa ride. Have you ever seen the Santas riding around town, Cardi?
I've seen a lot of them, actually. I used to go to the, when they used to have, was that Northridge Mall?
Yep.
They used to have them inside Northridge Mall. I used to go sit on Santa's lap and tell him my Christmas list was always the same thing.
I have been to Northridge Mall doing that. That's aging us, Cardi, because that's back when like folk used to actually go to Northridge Mall when it was not just sort of like an attractive nuisance over up on the northwest side of Milwaukee. But folks, do go check out the cycling Santas. We're going to come right back. Terry Bell will be joining us for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin. Right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked, y'all. The good news keeps coming next.